Tom the Young Farmer, as he's known online, has made a bit of a name for himself in the United Kingdom. He put farming on the map in lockdown through a series of pranks and interviews. But he's taken a break from that, venturing to his roots in New Zealand and learning a thing or two while farming in Ashburton. He says the difference between the two countries is immeasurable.
It's going to be painful, I think, to go back to milking in a herringbone parlour after the speed that we're able to milk out in the rotary here. It takes me about an hour and a half to milk nearly 500 cows here, where it takes me an hour and a half to milk the 100 back home. So it's going to be a step down for sure again when I do eventually go home. My family connections that I have over here was definitely a big factor, but another key element to why I wanted to come out here was to experience the New Zealand farming style, maybe take some ideas away or see what I could learn. And
to give a bit of background, you grew up on a farm, didn't you?
So I come from a family farm in the heart of Shropshire in England, and yeah, I'm the fifth generation on that farm. Only a small sort of scale farm, really. We're milking 110 cows twice a day for a herringbone. Very different to the style over here.
But so how did you find a job? Because you're now in, is it Ashburton?
Yeah, just outside of Ashburton, yeah. I was travelling around through January on a tour and got to the end of it and was basically running low on money and needing a job. So advertised myself on a Facebook page, said, you know, a brief bit of my experience and what I was looking for. And I think in that afternoon, I gained about 6 replies, I think. Yeah, to having to choose between 6 different options and, yeah, quite a shock. It's, yeah, incredibly easy to find work, really. Oh, I definitely gained that impression.
So what's the farm that you're working on down there? What's the size and the scale of it?
I think it's around 360 hectares, with another 60 hectares rented on top of that. They're a spring and autumn block calving system. It's a big setup. I mean, 80 bale rotary parlour or shed, as I've come to know everyone calls them out here. But yeah, it's a very big setup, really. Lot grass based, just yeah, pivot irrigators, all of these things completely new to me compared to the funny shaped small fields that we have in the UK. It's very different. It definitely makes it easier, but yeah, in the UK we have all sorts of different size fields with God knows how many sides and no irrigation or anything like that. It is breathtaking, really, how different it is.
Why no irrigation as well? That's quite interesting. Is it because it's always raining?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, pretty much. I think that's a fair point to be made about the UK. It definitely seems wetter than it is out here. But there is irrigation for, like, the arable crops, like, well, just purely potatoes, really. But as for grassland, yeah, there's no need for irrigation at all. But I definitely know of no places that I've come across in the UK that use it on grassland at all.
What do you think you've learnt that you would quite like to adopt and take back to the UK and maybe put it into practice in your own farm?
Well, quite a lot, really. I think one of the main things would be the paddock setups, where there would be opportunity in some of our permanent pasture grazing fields to sort of put in paddocks effectively and just have a better setup for the rotation of grazing, because at the moment it's just a lot of temporary fences effectively, and it's a lot of time to keep setting them up and all of this. And I think with a little bit of investment into the paddocks and things like that, we could see a great return on it. It's just opened my eyes, really, and the management of people as well, for sure. From what I found with the terms of the rosters and doing days off, not necessarily just on the weekend, because back home after basically on a 12 on, 2 off roster, whereas I've been working the majority of my time here on a 6 days on, 2 days off, which means that I only get a weekend off every 6 weeks, but I've not had any real issue with that. I mean, primarily from a saving money point of view, not being able to go out on the weekends has been no bad thing. Yeah, work 12 days straight to get 2 days off seems a bit mental once you've experienced this, I think.
Is there quite a difference in terms of the connectivity of farmers within the UK as opposed to the farmers in New Zealand?
There is a massive difference, I would say that. I have gone to a few different young farmers meetings and things like that in the local club, but in the UK we have social events almost every week, maybe even more than once a week, just different things to do, barn dances and things like that. I definitely think that New Zealand could benefit from some of those. It's just different, I think. I went to one of the rounds of the Young Farmer of the Year award in Ashburton a few months ago. That was crazy to see the sort of support that there is.
Is farming the sort of bread and butter of the UK as it is in New Zealand in terms of primary industry?
Absolutely not. Not even close. It's been unreal to sort of see how, especially in a town like Ashburton, just how farming is just everywhere you look. And it's great. I love it. I think it's absolutely brilliant that it feels like you're actually being supported. It feels like it's just important. It feels like what you're doing is important. Whereas in the UK, if you head into my local town, which is Shrewsbury, which is still quite a rural town, the general perspective I receive, you know, food comes from the shop and that's about it. They don't really seem to have any real grasp of the effort and time and care, all of the rest of it, all of that effort that we put into our livelihood, our lifestyle. We're doing it all for the consumer, and the restrictions that we have to provide our product makes it, challenging.
Could you see yourself almost moving out here and just setting up your farming lifestyle as it is here? Like, is it too good to leave behind?
Yeah, as much as I love it over here, and while this has been a nice break from it and a real good learning curve, and I definitely think I'm going to miss it when I go back home and back to the red tape of UK farming, I think the UK will always be home for me, and I've loved every second of my time out here, and I've got a bit of time left here yet, so hopefully that will continue as long as it doesn't rain too much and remind me of the UK.
That was Tom Everall. He might be set on returning home, but we reckon time will tell.